Hey, this is Justin with your Technology Rocks Apocalypse Edition. That's right. Today is Eclipse Day.
Today is Eclipse Day. Please stay informed because absolutely nothing is going to happen except it's going to get really dark and people are going to buy massive amounts of toilet paper. That is your public service announcement by Tony the Forgotten.
No, Tony is not here today, so we actually did record this cast already, but I think he and I were so zapped from the March for Mero charity event that we ran, and it was just one of those things where we didn't, it just wasn't our best work, so I decided to take the weekend off, not do a weekend recap, and then jump into it first thing this morning. So there has been some interesting developments in our hacked news. I think we're actually going to have a hacked section on every podcast to help protect our listeners. So apparently, Roku has now announced that over 28,000 Roku users have been leaked in a what's called a data breach, meaning somebody has hacked into their system. And certain over 28,000 accounts have been breached. That number has been fluctuating. It started out as 15,000 and now it's kind of up to 28, and they're expecting it to go higher as this progresses and as they're trying to figure out what caused the breach and all the good things. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on. Guys, if you have not changed your username, this goes back to the AT&T breach. If you have not changed your PIN number for the username and password for your AT&T account, go and do that immediately. Stop listening to this podcast, log into your AT&T app and change your password and change your four-digit PIN code because you have been breached. And this goes back to the same thing happened to AT&T in 2021, where people kind of got they received a weird email saying that they needed to change their PIN code. Same thing is happening now. Change it through the AT&T app. Do not click on links for a weird email and things like that, where it's redirecting you to a different page to change your username and password. Go do it through your mobile app, which you can do it on your mobile app, or call 611 and actually call AT&T and get them to walk you through that. But that is important information. Now, if you have a Roku streaming device, or a Roku TV, you need to go into that device and change your username, not your username, but you need to change your passwords for all of your app services within that device, meaning Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and ESPN and all the apps that you're using and enjoying where it has your username and password. You need to go change that information immediately. And then watch your credit card account to make sure your information hasn't been hacked. So when you think about a data breach, so let's cover that for a minute. When you go to the AT&T store or T-Mobile or Verizon or whatever, and you sign up for a new cell phone account, you are giving them your social security number, you're giving them your driver's license, you're giving them your credit card information, and then a backup credit and your bank account information, depending on how good your credit is, so they can direct draft from your bank account. They have that information. If that information gets leaked, it's really, really bad for most people involved in that information. Where that information was exposed. Now, something like a Roku, if you think about it, they have your credit card information, they have your email username and password, they have your account username and passwords now. So that's why I keep harping on this. Go change that information. Go in there and change your passwords. It's always good to do that to begin with. And it's certainly a good idea to go do it now if you have a Roku streaming device, meaning the little stick, the little stream box, or a Roku television. Does not matter what it is, but if you have one of those devices, you need to go in there and change your password. If you have an AT&T account, cell phone account, AT&T UVerse account, go in there and change that four-digit PIN number immediately. It's always good business to go log into some of these apps I know you can go into Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and see what devices are on that. And if there is a device that you do not recognize on that list, deactivate it, because that's called theft of service, meaning somebody is using your identity to get free services through your account. And if they can do that, they can take it one step further and use your identity to sign up for new services that are linked to your account. So there's all kinds of weird information coming out, but we do know of a data breach now that, and this was released Saturday, with Roku users and accounts. So if you have a Roku, I'm going to say this one more time, go in there, go to all of your app services and change it, change your password immediately, and do it on all of your Roku devices, because you have to protect yourself from these accounts. You know, I think a lot of times we're jumping into these streaming platforms and this newer technology, and the security hasn't been put into place as of yet to keep you protected. This is why I'm an advocate for Apple TV. Apple TV is one of the more expensive streaming boxes out there. It has the best memory. It has the best audio and video quality. And they really, the people at Apple really do a lot to keep your information protected, just like they activate your, keep your information protected on your iPhone. Now, the one of the few things that Apple TV does that these other stream boxes don't do is they have the two-form identification factor when you log in or buy an app through that service. So if you're buying an app through that service or you're logging in through an app on that service, they have that two-form factor identification to protect you. Meaning, if somebody buys an app that's not in your home, you will get a, hey, did you purchase this type of message through Apple TV? Roku doesn't do that. Amazon doesn't do that. Nvidia Shield doesn't do that. No one out there does that but Apple. So yes, it does cost a little bit more money, but you can protect yourself just like you can protect your cell phone account going forward. So change your usernames and passwords if you have a Roku. If you have an AT&T account, change your username and password. If you're using an Amazon Prime account and it's linked to your Roku device, you need to go change your Amazon Prime username and password. Now, I've had a lot of questions come about smart TVs and are smart TVs affected by these types of hacks. As of right now, the Roku TV is the only one that's been affected by this particular breach. So that doesn't, I don't know about your Sonys or your Samsungs or the apps that you're using through video game systems. As of this moment, there hasn't been any information reported that that has been involved in any type of breach whatsoever. However, LG and Sony are using what's called Android TV or Google TV. Samsung kind of uses their own thing called the Smart Things and Smart Hub. So they have their own kind of wicked thing or gimmick thing. And then a lot of your cheaper televisions like Hisense and several others out there that you're buying at your valued stores like Target or Walmart or your Costco, they're using the Android platform. Now, I will tell you, Apple versus Android, Apple does protect its end users. They go through a little bit more checks and balances before they released apps to the general public, and they're consistently updating those apps and that experience. So protect yourself. If you're jumping into the streaming category and streaming platform, you need to protect yourself and change your username and password. So what are we going to do? We're going to go in and we're going to change our username and password. If you need help with setting up the two-form authentication, we have Ian, we have myself, we have Jason, we have Tony. If you have an Android, all of us can help you do all the things to help you get through that process and make it as painless as possible. If you have a lot of devices where that needs to be done, it's probably better if we come out to your home to do that. Or you can just bring some of the mobile devices like iPads and tablets and things up to the store and we can help you do that. Or if you have any questions and want us to walk you through it over the phone, just call us at 281-296-6600. But protect yourselves and do that immediately. Do not wait to do it. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Change that information immediately, especially with this new Roku information that's popped up. All right, so that was your weekend recap of the hacked episode. Now let's go on to today's news. So today we actually, yesterday or over the weekend, we had some sad news about Best Buy. So it has been coming through the pipe that Best Buy has been in trouble for a little while. It's not Chapter 11 trouble, but it's sad news for employees that are involved with Best Buy. So apparently, according through source, Best Buy did release some information that there was going to be an in-home Best Buy event for its employees. Well, that in-home Best Buy event became a massive layoff for Best Buy employees. Now, from my sources that I've talked to from Best Buy, this was on the Geek Squad side of things, so meaning their technician side and the people that are helping you at the counter figure out your tech stuff. That was where the layoffs happened. I know later last year, probably toward around the holiday season, we had a lot of information about them laying off the Magnolia employees or a lot of the higher end employees, but they were given a severance option and things like that. This round, they were not given a severance option, and they were laying off Geek Squad employees, meaning that things are shaking and slowing down on that avenue. Now, for those of you that are throwing ticker tape parades that this is good news for mom and pop business, this is actually not good news at all. So this is very sad news. Best Buy is not a particular brand that you want to see go downhill. It's not a brand that you want to see go out of business because it is an economy staple. It supplies a lot of jobs for people in your local economy. It supplies a lot of local taxes in your local economy, and it supplies a lot of vendor income. So meaning, you know, there's a lot of manufacturers like Sony and Samsung and LG and REL and Thermador and, you know, Xbox and Apple and lots of Sonos and lots of manufacturers rely on that particular income from that giant manufacturing or supply chain order. So it is not good news. You do not want them to go out of business. You want them to stay in business as long as they can. The reason why is they also create market awareness for smaller stores like us. You know, we take care of a lot of Best Buy's overflow. We do a lot of higher profile installation in comparison to Best Buy. That's why Best Buy dropped out of the higher end market or is starting to phase out of the higher end market, because honestly, it just wasn't an avenue that they belonged in to begin with. They did generate a lot of revenue for brands like Bowers & Wilkins and Macintosh and Rotel and a lot of these larger brands that are out there that these mom-and-pop stores weren't generating. And Martin Logan, that, you know, a lot of these brands are depending on that Best Buy revenue, and you do not want it to go this way. So it's one of those things where you just need to keep an eye out, keep a watch on it. There has been spoke within Best Buy corporate. There's has been things said within Best Buy corporate. Sorry, I promise I can speak English. That Best Buy is trying to combat Amazon with their online presence. There's a lot of that movement that's going toward Amazon, a lot of that movement that's going to do Amazon-like business, meaning hub and spoke, larger warehouses, smaller satellite stores that need less employees to run them, that are more specialized. That was my crystal ball prediction as of, you know, a couple of years ago. I've been saying that all along. Those stores take a lot of revenue to keep up and going, meaning they carry a lot of employees and a lot of income that, or a lot of out stuff that goes out the door to keep a store like Best Buy open. So anytime you see a giant juggernaut like that go down in your community, that doesn't mean that that's not necessarily a good thing. You may see a little pop with mom and pop type of businesses, you know, that kind of handle the same electronics, but there's no way that a smaller store can handle that type of volume all at once. So again, very sad news for Best Buy employee, Geek Squad employees. You know, we really do feel for you. And it's just, you never want to see a giant business like that go down that pathway. It's just incredibly kind of sideswiped type of news. I know a lot of the employees that this happened to just were not expecting this at all. You know, there wasn't really even talk of it. In fact, again, it was built up like, hey, this is a huge corporate event, you know, really exciting news announcement that they all received an email to stay home. They all stayed home, and most of them received a phone call where they weren't needed anymore. So very, very sad news. This is hot off the press. Paint is still wet type of news. Wound is still very much new and fresh, and we'll kind of keep you updated as this particular stuff happens. A lot of people are getting laid off right now. I know Spotify has gone through a lot of massive layoffs just because of the streaming bubble starting to burst and the revenue's not there to support the staff and the employees needed to keep that stuff up and going. So Amazon is actually started doing the layoff thing. So a lot of folks out there losing their jobs, a lot of people in the technical world that are going to need jobs to do technical things. It's not like they have a Circuit City or a Fry's or another avenue just to bounce back and jump into. So, you know, put your feelers out there. If you know somebody that works at Best Buy or you know somebody that's a Geek Squad technician, just, you know, let them know that you're thinking about them, because this is very sad and scary news for a lot of folks that are in that position. So keep that in mind. Unfortunately, you know, I hate to report on news like this, but it is one of those things that, you know, again, we have to report about. A lot of weird things going on, a lot of technology breaches going on. Yes, some people have asked us about if there is a correlation between the AT&T crash that happened nationwide and this data breach. There hasn't been a report that's connected the dots. It's just very weird timing. However, if you do have an AT&T account and you have not changed that passcode, for God's sake, go change your passcode. So just get in there and do that. It takes 5 seconds to do it, but protect yourselves, because it's a lot easier to change your passcode than it is a credit card or a bank account or a social security. You can't change your social security number, but things have been hacked. You know, driver's license numbers, all of that stuff is out there if you haven't changed your passcode, and will continue to be breached, which is why they're telling you to go in there and change that information. If you need help, call us and we're happy to help you out with that. So I'm going to keep this one shorter today. Couple new things. Most of you are probably staring at the sky anyway, so it's not that big a deal, or you're out there buying toilet paper. Please, for the love of all that is holy, for whatever reason that you've rushed out there to buy milk, bread, eggs, and toilet paper, save some for the normal people that also need toilet paper. There's no reason to buy toilet paper. Your technology isn't shutting down. The world's not coming to an end. Life is not going to stop as we know it because the sun's going to disappear for 10 minutes. It's not that big of a deal. So stop it. Stop the panicking thing. So no reason to do any of that. It's not the end of the world. It's happened before several times, even in our lifetime. So just stop doing it. So anyway, that was supposed to be funny, but it came out more apocalyptic. Told you it was the apocalyptic episode. So new news from our friends at Kaleidoscape. They actually have released a 96 terabyte SSD hard drive at the whopping price of $27,000. So 96 terabytes. I did see some more news from Kaleidoscape that they're working on a cinema program, meaning your commercial cinema. So for cinemas that like to show older movies and whatnot, they're actually working on a program where your AMCs and your Regals and your Cinemarks and all those guys are actually now using Kaleidoscape to bring older movie content and older movie options into your local cinema. So kind of, once again, there's not a better platform than the Kaleidoscape, and our friends of Kaleidoscape have done a really good job. They're not going anywhere. They've been around for over 25 years, actually longer than that, I think. But just some really cool tidbits of information. I thought that was a cool article about the cinema stuff. So it's really, really neat that you will be using the same platform, or could use the same platform in your home that your local commercial cinema could be using. So a lot of fun information there with your Kaleidoscape platform. So now going into wireless camera technology, again, we're all about hacked and staying safe. The question was, Justin, is my wireless technology, if I'm using Wi-Fi cameras and things like that, is it safe? So I'm going to let Colby weigh in on this one, but I'm going to cover it a little bit. So there are manufacturers out there. I think one is called Waze or Wazy, and then there's another one, Ravia is another one, that is a very do-it-yourself wireless camera platform that a lot of people go buy on Amazon a lot because it's cost effective, it's cheap, it does all the bells and whistles. They have been hacked. They have been hacked. Their cloud servers have been hacked, and people can see your camera footage through their cloud server if they want to. So the problem with wireless technology, and then jumping into companies that do not specialize with surveillance or security, is there's not a proper security protocol in place. Now, this is not the same wireless technology that people like Alarm.com have and security profile companies that have to maintain that security certificate with their security protocols. Notice I'm using the word security, not surveillance, because there's a big difference between a security company and a surveillance company, or thing that has surveillance cameras rather than security cameras. If it says security camera, meaning they have to jump through checks and balances and hoops to go through that. Now, if you're using hardwired cameras, then you're not susceptible to this. If somebody goes and cuts your network plug or something like that, or your network goes down, that NVR is still very much recording and very much doing its job. If something happens to your internet, that means your Wi-Fi cameras, guess what, aren't recording, and they're not recording Wi-Fi. Now, there are surveillance devices that are wireless that use SD cards, meaning they have built-in storage. But the problem with SD, you really want to get on a ladder and go around your house and change out SD cards every month? The answer is probably no. It kind of falls into the Arlo camera territory, where you're having to go out around and replace batteries and whatnot all the time because they don't last as long as they say they do. So there's just a lot of information. But yes, wireless security cameras can be hacked, and they can be accessed via the cloud. Some of these security companies have already had data breaches where people have even been, there was an article about a year ago where somebody was talking through a baby monitor to somebody's children. So yes, this type of stuff is scary. This type of stuff can be hacked. There was a security white document that came out, and I'll let Colby kind of go into that with you. We're going to get him on board about this subject. But it was what they call a white paper press release, which means it's under the table, but on the table. Should be most security professionals get this information before other professionals do, or before it's released online. But this particular document was talking about people that are actually coming overseas or over the border and breaking into people's homes, and not just people over the border, people that live here too that are doing that. It was kind of a one-sided article, but it was weird. But the thing is they actually have what's called Wi-Fi jammers, meaning they can walk into your home with a Wi-Fi blaster that jams the frequency of Wi-Fi devices, and keeps those Wi-Fi devices communicating, meaning your Wi-Fi cameras, while breaking into your home or while they're in your home, they can jam your Wi-Fi. So if you have a security system that works on Wi-Fi, meaning Ring, you know, things like that, or Google Nest Aware, things like that, that work on predominantly your Wi-Fi network, then those items aren't secure, ladies and gentlemen. They're not. Whether you want to believe it or not, whether they're convenient or not, they are darkening the doorway of territory that they do not belong in. So just make sure, before you have that false sense of security, no pun intended, or false sense of direction with trying to pick out some of these technologies, please, 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 please keep that in mind when doing that. Or talk to a security professional. Give somebody like Colby a call, and he'll kind of give you the pros and cons and ins and outs. So, but there has been a data breach with those two manufacturers. And Ring was mentioned in that brand. Ring was not involved in that particular data breach, nor were they mentioned thus far if there was a data breach with that. So, with that being said, protect yourselves. Change your username and passwords frequently. Keep your bank accounts and your credit cards on monitor for small individual purchases from those entities, and do all the things to protect yourself. So, moving on from that, there's a little bit more information that's just popped up this morning about the Best Buy situation. CEO Corey Barry has now announced he didn't really announce it now. He announced it back in February that because they're getting rid of or moving out of physical media, that massive layoffs were going to happen. Most employees did not expect it to be this large. Best Buy is trying to redirect their online footprint, and then they're moving into the health and AI sector. I'm not sure what benefit AI would do. I mean, I'm not sure what AI would have to benefit something like Best Buy, but they are, you know, AI is not going to mount TVs and install AV receivers and things like that. So we're not quite sure what's going on. I mean, right now there shouldn't be any massive, you know, reason. The problem with being is there's not a whole lot of new technology developments with stuff they sell. If you think about it, there's really not a craving to go buy a new laptop or stand in line for a new iPhone or a new video game system, a new platform. A lot of that stuff has become stagnant and repetitive, meaning that they're updating processors, quote unquote, and they're updating cameras, quote unquote, but it's still the same fit and finish type of device that you've been buying for the past 5 to 7 years. So according to them, there's not a whole lot of reason to have personnel that specialize in that as much until that changes. But it's sad news. But I thought that was interesting that they're moving in the health and AI sector. So very, very interesting. Again, once again, apocalyptic kind of news. A lot of companies like Spotify, and then even web browsers, I promise I can speak English, are specializing and already utilizing in AI technology. So some good news on the security factor or sector is a new bill being passed by the Senate is actually going to use tools like Zoom and Teams that work together, meaning they're going to require them to work in unison as opposed to picking one or the other to try to make things more secure as far as data breach and meeting breaches and all the breaches and all the things. So I feel like it's a very interesting time with technology that a lot of this technology, again, has been put into place, but the security protocol may or may not have been ready for it to be adopted by the mass market media and maybe not ready and baked for prime time before end users are using it. Now, we go through this a lot with technology in general, where the technicians become the beta testers and the guinea pigs. Right now, it seems like the end users are becoming the beta testers and the guinea pigs for that stuff. So we'll keep you posted on anything like that comes online. All right, so that's enough of the doom and gloom-ish. Some Disney announcements. So Disney has announced that in June, they are going to start cracking down on password sharing, username and password login and sharing. I'm not sure what this means for folks that have multiple homes and all that stuff, but the reason why is they're trying to rejuvenate some of the lost revenue that's happened with people sharing services throughout their family and whatnot. But in June, they're going to start cracking down on all of those things, meaning all the things. So that means Hulu, ESPN, Disney Plus, all of those shared usernames and passwords. They're going to start limiting the amounts that where they can be shared across the board. I don't know if that means that they're going to raise prices for people that want to share. Here's the thing. I don't understand why you're doing this. Like, why are you paying $60 a month for your entire family? It's kind of weird, but, you know, I get it. You know, I share stuff with my family and my kids and whatnot. But I know Netflix has already started to do this, but Disney is going to start enforcing that this coming June. So if you're one of those users and you're doing all the things and sharing all the accounts, it may or may not stop working. In June, Bob Iger's kind of on the hunt to create revenue as the streaming bubble has burst, meaning that there's a bridge between the gap that it's not enough, it doesn't cost enough to generate enough revenue, and there's not enough people doing it to generate the revenue. And then when people share the accounts, all the things, it doesn't generate the revenue. So all the things about all the things about all the things. So just keep that in mind. If you're one of those people, just jump in there and just make sure that you don't get the rug ripped out from underneath you when you have grandkids over or whatnot. So, other Disney news, Iger is still battling the board of Disney. There's been a really bloody bloodbath when it comes to the board of Disney. The Disney board is pissed because of all the lost revenue from the failed movie attempts and things like that, but which forced Bob Iger out of retirement. So he's come back on board. Two of the largest shareholders are demanding that they have seats on the board. As of right now, Bob Iger does not want that to happen because they don't share the same creativity as the other members of the board when it was under the helm of the NBC CEO. So there's a lot of shaking and baking going on. Disney has lost an incredibly large amount of revenue this year and as of last year with failure to launch. Indiana Jones did not do as well as they wanted it to. There's been a lot of Pixar cartoons that did not do as well as they wanted. A lot of Star Wars crashes, a lot of Marvel crashes. You know, movies just aren't generating that much. The reason why is they had pressure from the Disney Plus app to create content, and a lot of it to release content on this app and new upcoming content, meaning the storyline suffered a little bit. There wasn't enough time to do do the writing that needed to be done to make these things better than they needed to be. I know Sony's actually experienced a little bit of that. You know, Bob Iger kind of pulled the whole reins back on the Marvel. We've discussed that a few times about, and they're only actually releasing two new movies this year, and that would be the Deadpool Wolverine and then the Kraven the Hunter. There's the only two Marvel movies to release. I know Inside Out 2, they've got a lot of hopes in on that one. The Moana movie has been pushed back to 2026. There was supposed to be a Moana live action coming in toward the end of this year. They decided to push it back. So the Toy Story 5 project has now been pushed back to 2026. Not that I don't think anybody was holding their breath and hoping for a Toy Story 5. Toy Story 4 was bad enough as it was. So he's really trying to work with the writers to get better story writing, meaning creating better movies for that. The other direction, they decided to jump in the political territory and with the woke movement and all that. There's been a lot of backlash with companies that have done that. They were one of the companies that have done that. They're trying to pull the reins back on that a little bit because that, you know, their park numbers have suffered. The people going to see Disney movies have suffered. The shareholders of, there's a lot of people that I know that have dumped Disney stock because of those types of movements. So there's just a lot of up in the air right now with that particular company. And again, it's one of those things where you kind of don't want to see it fall because they own a lot of different companies. They own the Disney part side of things, of course, and they own Marvel, and they own ESPN, and they own Hulu, and it's just a lot of franchises have dropped into that sector. 20th Century Fox is another, and it's just one of those things that if they go down, there's a lot of stacks of cards that somewhat go down with them. So it's just one of those things that you do not want to see happen. And so a lot of drama unfolding with the Disney sector. However, some new news from Disney. They are releasing, apparently they've decided to move away from the Mandalorian a series. They want to put a little bit more money with it. They want to give Jon Favreau a little bit more time. And so they're actually going to make a Mandalorian movie. It's not going to be scheduled to launch until 2026. So, or maybe even late 2025 is what speculation. Some interesting news about Top Gun 3. Top Gun 3 has been greenlit and has officially started pre-production. Tom Cruise loves the script, loves the storyline, loves the new direction they're going to go with it. And he will not be involved until he is finished with his Mission Impossible series, which isn't going to happen until 2025. So there's a lot of, who knows when he's going to be done doing whatever he's done with. So Top Gun 3 is officially not a rumor anymore. It's actually happening. So that's some cool tech news. Or tech news or movie news, I would say. Beetlejuice 2 catching steam as it releases September of this year. Ghostbusters Frozen Throne is still continuing to move box office numbers. They were a little worried the first week of launch, but now it's actually gaining steam and surpassing its competitors like Dune 2. That was a rumor. No, there is going to be a Dune 3, but not yet. So lots of fun things, lots of high hopes and a lot of good things. And I think I'm going to keep this one short just because I'm running out of air. This weekend, Tony and I did the March for Mero thing, and I think that's why we had a failure to launch on the podcast over the weekend. It just seems like every bit of energy was zapped out of us because we were putting everything into that awesome charity event that we were doing. And if you're looking for a good cause to donate your finances or your time or your even body too, then March for Mero is one of those things that you definitely want to look into. A lot of those little ones need a lot of help with bone marrow donation, bone marrow transplant, or even finances to help with that process, because it's not a cheap process. But a lot of good things that came about with the March for Mero. It's a very, very, very emotional weekend for everybody that's involved, just because there's a lot of these little guys that were there last year that didn't make it this year, that actually passed away. And it's one of those things where when you don't see their faces, it just really weighs in heavily on you, and you see the families and you get to meet the families and spend time with the family. And it really is a beautiful event that's put together with the March for Mero team. So please, 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 if you're looking for a charity or you're looking to, you know, if you're within the age of 19 to 45 and you can donate Marrow, please do that because they desperately need your help. These youngsters really need your help with it. There was actually a young child there that had gone through it, and he was bouncing up and down and running just like a small child should and doing all the things and had the quality of life because of your donations. And I think Tony and I were really kind of zapped from that event. So the weekend recap and then your other podcast that was supposed to happen today just didn't quite come across in translation. I think I was, I'm still a little zapped from it. I'm still not bouncing off the wall as I normally am on your podcast. So my apologies for that. But that's a cast. This is your Technology Rocks crew flying solo today because Tony always has the weekend off and always has Monday off. So I'm kind of stepping in and doing the things. And I listened to some of the cast and it was just kind of very Eeyore-esque. So enjoy your apocalypse today or whatever the heck happens. Please save some toilet paper for the rest of us. I still do not know the direct correlation between toilet paper and apocalyptic and pandemic things and why people need to rush out and make sure their backsides are clean when they have other things at their disposal to do that. So it's just always been very strange to me why that's a thing. So anyway, nothing's happening today. Enjoy your eclipse. Be safe if you're traveling. I know Ian's traveling. He went, I think, to Austin or Dallas, one or the other, to one of the campsites to go watch this crazy thing. But there are crazy people out there, crazy things out there. Be safe, be careful, and change your passwords. For the love of all that is holy, change your passwords. So with that being said, that is a cast. I'm Justin. Have a great apocalyptic day and stay safe.